on a Friday morning at WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Just hours before new tariffs were set to kick in, President Trump unveiled a sweeping new set on products from many countries not covered in the pre-existing agreement.
This is making our country very rich and respected again.
I'm Michael Wallace. Many of the U.S.'s trade partners are not happy with the new tariffs. Nicola Willis is the finance minister of New Zealand, which saw its tariffs rise from 10 to 15%.
This is a disappointing development.
Switzerland, whose tariffs jumped from 31 to 39%, says it will seek more negotiations. On the flip side, Cambodia's deputy prime minister Sun Chanthol thanked President Trump for reducing the tariffs on his country from 49 to 19%. Malaysia and Thailand were also glad to be lowered.
The new tariffs set to kick in next Thursday. The Labor Department releases the July jobs report next hour, and analysts expect a slowdown in hiring. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Sectors to watch will be healthcare, leisure and hospitality, and tech hiring. There's a bidding war for workers who can help companies grow their AI divisions.
New York Times reports AI technologists are negotiating pay packages worthy of NBA stars in the $250 million range. A 28-year-old teacher is scheduled to make a court appearance in Arkansas today after confessing to stabbing to death a couple at Devil's Den State Park while they were walking with their two young children. State Police Colonel Mike Hager.
Although everyone is innocent until proven guilty, we did confirm that, that our suspect's DNA has been a positive match to the DNA that we suspected to belong to our suspect at the scene.
Andrew McGann's been charged with two counts of capital murder. He was arrested Wednesday while he was getting a haircut. Heavy rain swamped parts of the Northeast. Subway station in Philly inundated. A driver in New York City swam out of a partially submerged semi-truck. CBS's Elijah Westbrook.
Now that the storm has passed us, the NYPD and the FDNY have been going around to some of the low-lying areas overnight here in Queens to check on residents in basement apartments. As for LIRR train service, the MTA's website is warning riders that reduced service is expected, operating on only one of two tracks until complete repairs can be made.
The writer behind a popular British Netflix hit is going to write the next James Bond movie.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Stephen Knight, who created Peaky Blinders, has been hired to pen the upcoming Bond film for Amazon MGM. Dow futures down 460. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. We're working on learning more about the teenager rescued from Lake Michigan last night. A 14-year-old girl was pulled from Lake Michigan after going underwater and not resurfacing while swimming at Kerry Hogle Park in Racine. Paramedics were able to get her pulse back and rushed her to the hospital for treatment. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. Racine police and county sheriff's deputies also helped in the rescue, which happened about 50 feet from the shore. There has been an ongoing warning out against swimming in Lake Michigan. The National Weather Service has that beach hazard statement running through this afternoon. A hazy shade of summer will linger through at least noon today. The DNR has extended its air quality advisory statewide thanks to smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. It runs through noon, however, officials say the situation will be reassessed each day, and the poor air quality could last through the weekend. With the unhealthy air, officials say everyone, especially those in sensitive groups, should cut back on outdoor activities. A Racine County village may do away with their police department. According to Sturtevant Village Board member Jason Engel, they're considering outsourcing police services to the Racine County Sheriff's Department. The claim is that it would save millions over time. The plan would reduce costs and lower taxes, according to Engel. He argues it's a good way to improve service without compromising protection. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio, you know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
I bought my mom an Amazon Alexa. Anybody got one of these? I bought it for her because every day she gets up and has to walk down a hallway to get to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So I said, Mama, check this out. Alexa, turn on the light. Light turns on. I said, Alexa, turn off the light. Light turns off. She goes, that's amazing. And then we practiced that for 3 hours. 2 days later, she calls me up. She goes, that thing you bought me stopped working. I said, what thing? She goes, that thing that's supposed to turn my light on and off. I said, are you saying the phrase right? She goes, I'm saying it exactly how you told me. I said, are you saying? She goes, listen, I'll do it right now. Just listen. Amanda. I go, Mom, stop. Not Amanda, it's Alexa. I even wrote it down in three places, next to your bed, next to the machine, in the living room. She goes, maybe that's why it's not working. I go, no, that's exactly why it's not working. She goes, calm down, let me try it. Alexa, turn on the light. I'm on the phone waiting. I go, did it work? She goes, oh, I don't know. I'll let you know when I get home. I go, it doesn't work like that. It's not just in the air everywhere you go, you crazy person.
That's funny. It's 7:09 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Scott Boyd is with us from the Racine Harbor Light Yacht Club. It's like a tongue twister to me. I don't know why. I can say, you know, rubber baby buggy bumpers 30 times fast, but Racine Harbor Light Yacht Club. It's like toy boat. What? I have to say it real slow.
you could shorten it up to Harbor Light Yacht Club. That's fine.
Harbor Light Yacht Club. It's still like a tongue twister to me. Anyway, Scott Floyd is here because coming up is the Racine Cardboard Boat Races. Beautiful weather for it tomorrow. You couldn't ask for better weather. It's going to be sunny with a high near 79. Perfect. Perfect. And let's talk about that. First of all, where's it going to be?
Well, it's at the Harbor Light Yacht Club. It's 559 State Street in Racine, right next to the State Street Bridge there.
You mean right next to all those orange barrels? Yeah.
Yeah, where all the construction is. Yeah, good timing.
Yeah, and you see on the building, they have the letters HLYTOYC, rather. You can see it on the building. All right, so this has been going on for what, like 12 years or so?
Yeah, this is our 13th annual. So it's been going strong. We had a great year last year, and we're hoping to build on that again this year.
Now, this is exactly what it sounds like. These are not toy cardboard boats. These are boats people get into, and everything's made out of cardboard. Is there anything other than cardboard involved in this?
The only other thing they're allowed to use is duct tape or Gorilla tape, whatever, you know, you prefer to call it. But, yeah, it's cardboard and duct tape.
And what about the paddle they use?
It's a they're only allowed to use canoe paddles, kayak paddles, which are double-ended.
Yeah,
primarily aren't allowed.
Okay, how?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the boats. There's different classes of races as well. There's kids, there's singles, single paddlers, and then there's more than one paddler, and then we have a business class that. Businesses sponsor boats, and usually they're bars or restaurants, and they compete against each other.
Now, what about the heavyweight class like me? We got to have reinforced bottoms on these boats. How many people do you expect to be in the races?
I think at this point we've got something like 17 boats entered, which we always end up with more. You know, day out, they walk in and sign up. But the online registrations were at 17. There's going to be, right now, there's a total of 6 different races scheduled, but that could increase.
Now, do you have to build the boat there, or do they have a pre-built?
Yeah, we allow them to cut their cardboard ahead of time at home if they wish to, but they can't tape anything together. It has to be done there on site. We build from 9 o'clock in the morning and building stops at 1 o'clock. And then we've got an hour in between. The races start at 2.
So you want to, under your watchful eyes, to make sure there's no shenanigans going on, right?
Yeah. You know, no one's ever really tried to pull anything, but,
well, because you're watching them. That's why they ever tried to pull anything. Try turning around. Yeah. And see what happens. Okay. And this is in the Root River, right?
Yeah, this is right in front of the club in the river. We have food trucks down there all day. We have music going all day. We have a band playing after the races are over. You know, this is all because of our sponsors, the Tri-City Bank and also Baird Investments. So it's an all-day event, and it's part of the bigger River Fest that's going on in Racine. That day where there's stuff going on all up and down the river throughout the course of the day. And then at night, we have our Venetian night parade of boats with decorated lit boats up and down the river.
Yeah, I have pictures of past Venetian night still on my phone. I took videos of it. It's spectacular. Yeah, it really is with all the lights. Now, the logical part of my brain tells me you can't sit on a piece of paper and expect to float. That's what the logical part. But before we went on the air, you were explaining to me why these boats don't sink as soon as people put their butts in there. And let's go over that.
Yeah, right. The trick to the cardboard boat is obviously not too thin a cardboard. Most of the cardboard we actually supply. People are allowed to use their own cardboard if they want, but we do supply cardboard. It is a double thickness type cardboard. But the trick to it is taping all of your seams. The water doesn't penetrate the face of the cardboard very quickly. That you don't even need to tape that, really. But the trick, if that water gets in the edges of that cardboard, then you're basically sunk.
No.
It's going to...
I was going to say, when it does sink, and some might sink, how deep is the water? Do you have people standing by just in case, or do they have to wear life vests?
Have to wear life vests, yeah. Each boat has to have a milk jug with about 15 feet of line on it so that in case the boat does go to the bottom, we know where the boat is and we can pull it back up.
Oh, yeah, right.
But we also do have safety boats. So if anyone does go in the water, we're there with a boat to pick them up right away so that, you know, there's no issues with and, you know, any danger or anything.
You know, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that this is, you're sitting on cardboard, which is paper, and it floats. Do they, how long is the race? How many, how long is it?
Well, the race is, I mean, time-wise, the race really, on average, I'm guessing, only lasts about 5-10 minutes. They have to complete a course. I guess it's about 150 yards. They have to make one turn around the buoy. You know, the boats, if they're built correctly, are actually pretty sturdy. You can put it between a couple of sawhorses and stand on it, really, on most of them.
Really?
I mean, some people don't, you know, do that good of a job. And, yeah, the boat folds up and they get wet right away. we did have one boat, actually, last year. This was the first we'd ever seen this. The boat basically sank. It was below the water line, but the two gentlemen that were paddling didn't give up, and they actually completed the course with the boat below water.
Wait a second.
They stayed in the boat and finished the race. Obviously, they didn't win, but I give them credit for the effort.
Two people in the boat?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought there was only one person per boat.
Oh, no, there's classes where there's multiple people. You can have one person. That's a race by itself, and then there's a multi-person race with one or more. Usually it's two. In the last several years, I don't think we've had anyone try three people, but usually it's two people, yeah.
Okay, now you can get there starting, what, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?
The gate opens up at 8.
Yep.
The building begins at 9. They're allowed to start putting their boats together at 9 o'clock. And that continues on through the morning. And at 1 o'clock, they have to stop. And the official races start at 2.
Now, you do supply cardboard there if they need it. Are these old Amazon boxes? Is that what they are? Or, you know?
Nope. These are actually just big, flat sheets.
They're, okay.
we've got a stack of it there. They're welcome to use it. They're welcome to bring their own.
Now, what about entry fees? Are there entry fees?
For the non-sponsored boats, the entry fee is $40, and for the business class boats, the sponsored boats, there's a $100 fee.
And you do have cash prizes, by the way, right?
Yep. There's first, second, third. I think we're doing $150 for first, $100 for second, and then $75 for third.
What is the charity involved here?
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. This year, we are giving our donations. Everything we make that day from the races themselves goes to Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, the tiny home organization. It's a obviously, we like to support our veterans. Last year, we donated to the Racine Zoo.
Well, that's very good. That's excellent. Yeah, beautiful weather for it tomorrow. Looking for sunshine all day with a high near 79. A little smoke in the air. Other than that,
yeah.
Did you see it this morning? It's like a haze over. You want to blink and clean your eyes because it sounds like you got something. It feels like you got something in your eyes. Okay, quick review here. It's the Racine Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta. It's being held tomorrow. The gates open at 8 a.m., building starts at 9 a.m., and the boats race is what, 2 p.m., you said?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, and it's at the Harbor Light Yacht Club, which is right there at 559 State Street, by the State Street Bridge, you can see it. And it should be a nice day for it tomorrow. Show up, bring your entry fee, bring your cardboard, bring your duct tape or whatever you, Gorilla tape, whatever you use. And have a great time tomorrow. I know it's going to be great because the weather's going to be great. People looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be fun. If people if you don't want to get in the race, you can certainly watch it. And
We have food, you know, beverages available all day, seating. So, it's a good event to observe as well.
I'm glad we got a chance to talk. Couldn't talk yesterday. I'm glad we got it in today because this is an event that people are going to want to go to tomorrow morning. When you get up, you eat your breakfast or not, and you go on down by the State Street Bridge. You'll see the Harbor Light Yacht Club and go out and have a good time watching the cardboard boat races. Again, my logical part of the brain says it can't work, but it does. You're sitting on a piece of paper, fat piece of paper. You figure it wouldn't work, but it does. Hey, Scott, have a good time tomorrow. Thank you very much for talking to me morning.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun tomorrow. I don't know. This part of me says that can't happen, but it does. All right. 720 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Here's John Denver, Rocky Mountain High.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind. Say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountains,
soothing song, isn't it? John Denver, Rocky Mountain High. 725, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny with a high near 75 today. A beautiful night tonight. Clear, low 63. Nice sleeping weather. Sunshine tomorrow for the boat races at the Harbor Light Yacht Club. Highs near 79. Sunny on Sunday. Highs near 79. Sunny right through Wednesday, as a matter of fact, of next week. Right now it's sunny, but there's some smoke out there this morning. Whoa. 66 degrees at Radio Park. Got news for you. If you've got more than two or three kids in school, you might need to sell a kidney this month. A back-to-school shopping survey said it now costs an average of $586 per kid to send them to school this year. Parents spend the most on clothing and accessories. Tech items are next, so things like new computers and tablets. School supplies came in third. Do you still get pencils and pens? Do you get that notebook, the loose-leaf binder? They still have that? Spiral books? They still sell that stuff? I don't know. I would think so. Here's the Fifth Dimension, up, up, and away.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away.
Dimension, up, up, and away. 728 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the ninth DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, good morning. It's exactly 7:30. Let's check our news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The smoky air will stick around through at least noon, maybe longer. The air impact from Canadian wildfires will hang around in Wisconsin as the DNR extends its air quality advisory. Across the state, the air remains unhealthy, and officials say the smoke could linger through the weekend. Those with health concerns should try to stay indoors and keep outdoor time short. Even with a warning to stay out of the lake, a 14-year-old was rescued from the water yesterday. The teen was rescued from Lake Michigan last night at Kerry Hogle Park in Racine. The teen was underwater and didn't resurface while swimming. She was found about 50 feet offshore. Paramedics were able to bring her pulse back and rushed her to the hospital. She's now reported to be in critical condition at Children's Hospital. The National Weather Service warns that dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan remain through this afternoon. Sturtevant may phase out its local police department and contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. According to Village Board member Jason Engel, it's a move meant to cut costs and save taxpayers millions. We're working on learning more about the idea and when it could go up for a vote. A protest is planned for tomorrow in Kenosha. You'll see people in Civic Center Park by the courthouse in an event organized by a group called Indivisible. It's called a Resisting Fascism event, and it starts in the early afternoon. An event listing says it's more than just signs and chanting. People going are being asked to bring items for a school supply drive. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Wisconsin's largest farm show, Farm Technology Days, is moving forward with a nod to the dairy industry. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Friday morning. Janet Keller is the new general manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. She tells us that she thinks future shows will put more emphasis on dairy.
Obviously, we're in the heart of dairy here in Wisconsin. That's what our main infrastructure is built around. Most of our research, our university system, as well as our technical school system, features a lot of dairy-related learning and research and techniques and new ways of thinking about how to tackle the issues on the farm. And so we think that's where the most opportunity for growth and thriving into the future for this show is.
The 2025 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days is on a dairy farm, Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. The show is August 5th, 6th, and 7th. We'll see you there. Janet Keller along with us, the new general manager of Farm Tech Days. Stick around for more agribusiness news next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On the close yesterday from Chicago, cash corn was up 2.25 cents at $3.94 a bushel. December new crop corn up a penny and a half at $4.13 and 3/4. Cash beans were 6 cents lower, closing at $9.61 and 3/4. November new crop beans down 6.5 at $9.89 and 1/4. And new crop wheat down a half a penny at $5.23 and 1/4. On the dairy side of the equation, the 40-pound block cheese closed up a penny at $1.68 and 1/4. AA butter sat neutral after a roller coaster week at $2.47 and 1/4 per pound. Don't forget to follow along with all things agribusiness news at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine.
phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I like the good humor man. I wait for him. It was another huge thing of life as a guy was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Now, normally, Brett Hoffman will be joining me live here to talk about the movie situation, what's opening at the theaters and everything else. He's actually in Hollywood today, and I'll give you a hint. He did a recorded bit with Rob Reiner. They were promoting the movie Spinal Tap, The End Continues, the second Spinal Tap movie. And he was out there, I guess, with Greg Marcus recording some bits they're going to have for the theater with Rob Reiner. Now, he didn't tell me much about it. All he did was send me a text. I've got a story to tell you when I get home. I can't wait. We'll have to do that next Friday, that story. But he did record some features for us before he left. And he did the top five at the box office in this past weekend. So here's Brett with the top five.
At number five, it was Smurfs, the Paramount Pictures release that made $5.4 million. And number four in its fifth week of release was F1, the movie, still growing strong and rightfully so. It's a tremendous movie. It took in $6.2 million and has made over $165 million so far domestically. At number three was Jurassic World Rebirth, earning $13 million and crossing the $300 million total. Last week's number one movie, Superman, was number two, but still made a healthy $24.9 million in its third week of release. And that's because at number one, it was the Disney Marvel release of the Fantastic Four First Steps, bringing in $118 million. Now, we will have some competition this next weekend with a few new releases. Universal is releasing The Bad Guys 2, the sequel to the animated family attraction The Bad Guys from 2022. Paramount is releasing The Naked Gun. This funny slapstick comedy now stars Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr. And Neon is putting out Together, an R-rated body horror movie with real-life husband and wife Dave Franco and Allison Brie. Summer is still hot at the movies. Go check out one of these great stories on the big screen.
And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk about the new movies in detail with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. But right now, I got the mamas and the papas at 7:38.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday.
Every other day.
every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
7:42, local news, timeless hits, WRJ and Monday, Monday. Mamas and the Papas on your Friday, Friday. Sunny today, highs near 75, clear tonight, lows 63. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, both days, highs near 79. And beautiful weather right through Wednesday of next week. Right now, it's sunny and smoky, 66 degrees. You can smell it out there, the smell of that smoke. You can see it, too. It's 66 and sunny and smoky right here at Radio Park. We mentioned that Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theater, she's out in Hollywood with Rob Reiner. Whoa! He's going to tell us all about that next Friday. He did record some features before he left the other day on his flight out to Hollywood. And these are the new movies. We have three new movies opening this week, and Brett's going to tell us all about them now.
Well, the first movie is The Bad Guys 2, rated PG. It's Universal's sequel to the 2022 movie, The Bad Guys. In this movie, the bad guys are struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys. But then they're pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals. The voice talent is stacked in this one, including Sam Rockwell, Craig Robinson, Awkwafina, and more. The next movie is The Naked Gun, rated PG-13 from Paramount. This is a funny slapstick comedy with Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr. and Pamela Anderson in a starring role as well. Only one man has his particular set of skills to lead the police squad to save the world. And Neon is putting out an R-rated body horror movie called Together. Real-life husband and wife Dave Franco and Allison Brie pay a couple that, years into relationship, find themselves at a crossroads and moving across the country. The couple stumbles upon a force that creates an unnatural pull between them. Summer is still hot at the movies, so go check out one of these great stories on the big screen.
All right, Brett back with us live next Friday morning with his Hollywood news. I wonder what he did out there in Hollywood, huh?
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Bobby Hart. Wonder what she's doing tonight. 7:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. According to the survey, 62% of people are overwhelmed with managing way too many passwords. Over half of us admit to sharing our passwords with others. Do you share your passwords? I don't think my wife... Well, we have it on a piece of paper, but I don't think I know my wife's passwords. I don't think she tells me. I think it's a secret. 40% admit to reusing passwords. 24% write them down. And this, I don't know if this is a good idea. 19%, almost one-fifth, keep them listed in a file on their computer and in the Notes app. I don't know. Something tells me that's not a great idea to do that. Now, I write them down, and I keep them hidden, and they're under 24-hour guard 7 days a week, so nobody can get near them. All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Whether it's bold coffee, refreshing teas, or ice-cold agua frescas, Esperanza is all about flavor, good vibes, and fueling your next great moment. This is more than your next coffee stop. It's your gateway to something deliciously different. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
That's Nancy Sinatra, these boots made for walking. 752, local news, Tampa's hits, WRGN. Hey, it's time for moron news. A guy in Maine pleaded guilty to robbing a bank through the drive-thru. He made the teller jam $2,520 bills into the vacuum tube system, and then he drove away. He was caught later on. Here's my story about bank robberies. One day, I'm at a bank. Won't tell you which one it was. I'm at a bank, and while I'm pulled up, that big steel curtain, I was at the going through the drive-thru. The big steel curtain comes down, and but the drawer's not coming out to put my deposit in there. And I'm banging on the window, and I'm saying, hello, hello, I'm here at the drive-thru, hello, you know, banging on the thing. What I didn't know at the time was there was a bank robbery going on inside, and they lowered the steel curtain down while the robbery was taking effect. And I'm banging on the window. Hello, open up. There's a bank robbery on the other side of the window. Right, it's 7:53, local news, timeless hits with Lulu. Here's to Sir With Love.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my mind, I know they on. But
Sir with Love. That's Lulu. Hey, a zoo in China is denying allegations that some of their bears might be people in costumes. What's that all about?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the thing to me, I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Been good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years.
Joe Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, BuzzFeed has a list of things basically every single person experienced during their childhood but never ever talks about, with good reason. Here are some of the highlights, like blowing into a straw with your, you know, while the milk is in the glass, trying to blow bubbles. You ever do that? Did it all the time. Still do it. Drawing a sun at the top corner of a piece of paper. Always did that, too. How about this? Believing that gum would stain your stomach for 7 years. That's a classic one, along with getting yelled at for turning on the interior light of the car when someone was driving at night. Freaking out after swallowing a seed, like from an apple or watermelon, thinking you'll grow it in your belly. Watching your raindrop try to win a race as it streaked down the windshield or the bedroom window. I think we all did that. Pretending to smoke when it's cold outside. You know where you can see your breath? Taking a magnet and trying to force two of the same poles on a magnet together. And this one I do every Sunday, sitting in church, looking up the massive light fixtures on the ceiling and trying to figure out who they would kill if they fell. Actually, I do it with speakers. There's speakers and there are two computers, you know, like computer monitor things, the you know, that shine on the screen. The projectors, yeah. There were two projectors, and I look and I say, if they fell, they would kill that person. I do that all the time. All right, it's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A surprise new round of tariffs from President Trump of up to 50% for nations around the world, including some that had already settled up on existing agreements set to kick in today. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The president's new tariffs will soon apply to goods from all of America's largest trading partners. A 20